You're listening to episode 1770 of the Who Cares News for Friday, June 26, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Wow, look at this. Good Morgan.
Aw,
look at this, and you've
happy
got
birthday
donuts. Oh, my God, you did bring donuts.
Happy birthday, John Van Camp. Happy birthday to you.
And she came in wearing this Marilyn Monroe dress. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. But
yeah,
it's the donuts
that's
I'm excited
stand-up.
About. This is the bad part about being 61. I'm excited about the donuts more than I am Marilyn Monroe. What can I say?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to dig into these things.
Should have brought you a breakfast taco from Taco Bell.
There's still time. It's early. There's still time. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. I haven't decided what I'm going to do for dinner tonight. You know, normally we would go out.
Yes.
We'd have a nice dinner, you know, so on and so forth. But, you know, unfortunately, we don't go out now. We take out.
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out which takeout I want tonight. Will it be sushi, pizza, barbecue? I don't know. I'm torn.
Hmm.
I'm
Mexican.
Torn. Nah. Not tonight. Nah, not tonight. I'm in the mood for something different. Something a little different.
Okay.
Hey,
it's your birthday.
Some fun facts for you today, because, you know, it's Friday.
Friday.
The full version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is a feminist song about a woman who wants to go on a date to a ball game, not a movie.
Huh.
I didn't know that. And she obviously wants some Cracker Jack. That's what I understand.
But she's saying, buy me some. So she wants him to, you know,
yeah,
obviously
buy me some
bill.
Peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. Well, I did not know that.
I
love this, and we read it cold. Like always, when JFK was single in 1941, he dated a journalist named Inga Arvad, who was one of Hitler's personal guests at the 1936 Olympics.
Whoa.
Small world. Small world. Just saying.
Huh.
The longest golf hole in the world is 1,100 yards in South Korea. It's a par 7. I can't even do a par 7 at the mini golf course. I mean,
true.
God.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you managed to get a hole in one, that would be called a phoenix. If you did it in two shots, that would be called not a birdie, but an ostrich. I think this is a true thing. I think it's true.
I've always wanted to learn to play golf. Gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. But it just hasn't worked out. And a par 7 for me would be a 42.
We play miniature golf, and we will when the pandemic is over again. And I will challenge you to a duel.
Okay.
We'll do 18 holes at the mini golf.
We're probably very evenly matched.
Probably. That would be hilarious. We should probably put that on TikTok or IG or some damn thing. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. Yes, we do it even on Friday. What's going on?
Because you can't stop us.
You cannot.
By golly, by gum.
Oh my God.
Miley Cyrus was hit with a lawsuit Wednesday.
What?
For allegedly stealing a photographer's shot of her.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
You took it of me, I'm going to use it, but you can sue me for it. So yeah, the photo was taken by a photographer at a New York Fashion Week, and Miley posted it to her Insta.
To her IG.
And got 2,618,259 likes.
Wow, how do you like that? There's no accounting for taste. Oh, sorry.
Did I say that out loud? According to the lawsuit,
defendants
ran the photograph on their website to promote their brand.
Huh.
Defendants did not license the photograph.
Those lawyers.
Nor did defendants have plaintiff's permission or consent to publish the photograph.
So here's the deal about copyright in the United States, and I'm sure this is in a lot of other countries too, because we have listeners in other countries. So the photographer owns the photograph, period. End of discussion. It doesn't matter what the subject matter is. And this brings up a whole litany of copyright things.
But Miley's going to have to pay. Aren't you supposed to give consent?
Not if it's a news photo, okay? So if he was taking, she was at New York Fashion Week,
news, huh?
And he probably shot it. Yeah, because you can loosely call it news, fair use. I'm not a lawyer. I should have gone to law school. I'd be a lot richer.
You're not a lawyer.
I wished I was a lawyer. One of the ones that doesn't go to trial.
Hey, it's never too late. Look at
David
Kim Kardashian.
Reed, our David Reed is a lawyer. I should talk to him about how I get through the Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe School of Law. That's what I'm hoping.
But the attorneys know this, but yet they do it anyway.
Well, it's easier to get, forgiveness than permission.
Yeah.
But in this case, I don't think that Miley really knew. I mean, it's like, she's young. Here's a picture of me on Google. Uh-huh. I'm going to repost it because I think I look good in this, and I'm going to get a bunch of likes on IG and make it part of my story. Mm-hmm. And then this guy comes along.
Do you think he's suing her because he called her company and said, you need to pay me for the picture, and they said
no? I doubt it. I think he just went to a lawyer first because he's probably that kind of paparazzo. I'm not going to get the money he's going to get from her accountant later today.
Then, if you can't be a lawyer, maybe you should go be a semi-professional paparazzo.
Harvey Levin, he's a lawyer.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Speaking of lawsuits.
Oh, wait. More?
Elton John's ex-wife.
Huh. Yeah,
yes.
Yes,
Elton
he
John's
was married.
Ex-wife.
Yeah.
Renee
Blue-all. Bluewell. I think her name was Bluewell. Well, it was Dwight. Renee Dwight was her legally married name.
Easier to say.
Yeah. Anyway.
She's taking him to court.
Suing him. Wow.
She's taking him to court in the UK.
Huh.
Renee was a sound engineer when her and Elton got married back in 1984.
And we were all shocked.
They were married for 4 years.
Yeah.
They split the same year Elton announced that he was officially gay.
But we knew he was gay.
Yes. But he became
just hadn't
officially gay.
Technically come out all the way. Yeah. I wonder if this was for convenience or maybe he wanted to sire some children and that didn't work or whatever. We'll never know. I didn't see Rocket Man. This might have come out in Rocket Man. So I don't know.
We need to see that.
I know. It's probably
on.
It's
supposed to be awesome.
Is it on HBO Max? I got HBO Max. I get it for free.
The reason for the suit is not clear.
She's going to get some money.
Yeah, she'll get some
money. I know
that.
She's going to get some money.
She'll get some
money. Just to be
quiet.
She's going to get some hush-hush money. I wish I had some good crap on somebody so I could get some hush-hush money.
I'm telling you.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? You know who's not embellished? Halle Berry.
She doesn't need any embellishment.
She doesn't need any embellishment. Nope. Somebody sent me a picture of her this morning on my Facebook.
Happy birthday, John. Here's Halle Berry.
You know it. She wasn't singing to me, though.
Oh, goodness.
With that.
Halle Berry, please. I want to be your project. I really want
to. Look, it's my birthday. Don't rain on my birthday.
Yeah, whatever. I need to be your project.
I have a donut
I want
with
you
my
to
name.
Get me in shape. Please, 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 Halle Berry. You're my only hope.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have a donut.
Me too. There's about three of them calling my name right now. I
tried to
them.
Buy some of your favorites.
Hello. Okay, can't wait. All right, we're out of here. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll do this again on Monday, and
have a happy birthday weekend, John
thank
Van
you.
Camp. You deserve it and more.
I don't, but thank you.
You do.
Appreciate it.
And that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.